Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday, February the 11th. It's National Guitar Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, coming to you again from the Kmart restaurant, the other side of the Kmart restaurant this time. And today we're sponsored by Kmart's music department. They are having a fantastic sale this weekend, 50% off guitars. No strings attached. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, it is Friday, February 11th, but not so beautiful. It's 3 degrees, which is our high for the day, but it's going to get messy soon with snow followed by rain. And yeah, just be careful on the roadways and walkways out there. Looking like it's going to be a little bit of the same until we get to Sunday when we see some sunshine again. And on today's random daily shout-out, let's have a little shout-out to the guitar. And after years of playing the guitar, I thought I could learn to play the piano, but it's not an easy instrument to pick up. I will tell you as well, though, I did play in my brother's band when I was a teenager, and I don't know, I may have shown up late on one or two occasions to a gig. They kicked me out of the band. They didn't want any guitar-y members.
Oh. You said rain's falling?
They want the trombone.
Much easier.
Oh, wow. Well, who comes to mind when you think of the guitar? Hendrix? Barry? Boyd? Clapton? No doubt these titans belong on any list of the greatest to ever tune and play. You know, there are so many different styles of guitar. I learned the essential difference between a rock guitarist and a jazz guitarist this morning. A rock guitarist plays 10 chords for 50,000 people, and a jazz guitarist plays 50,000 chords for 10 people. You know, no doubt they, to perfect their craft, though, they followed what Gladwell has said about taking 10,000 hours to practice to perfect the craft. And if you play the guitar and you want to know the secret to making it sound better, there's that. And there's more. Stay tuned. I was playing the uke, wandering through the hallways, and the stranger came up to me, and he grabbed it from me, and he said he was going to attack me with the neck of the guitar. And I said, "Is that a fret?" I was able to use my great de-escalation skills, and here we are. Let's get to Tunes with Tamik. What are we listening to today? You know, I was thinking about U2, and their first few albums, did you know, have been remastered without any guitars on them. But it really takes the edge off.
Why did they do that?
To take the edge off.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I don't know why I even asked that question. So today, we mentioned him yesterday, but this gentleman is widely regarded as the greatest guitar player ever. So we're featuring Jimi Hendrix today. And when I looked up, you know, what's kind of the most famous Jimi Hendrix song, and really probably one of the most recognizable songs, period, of all time, is Voodoo Child. And when you hear, and again, it's one of those songs, you just need to hear like the first 3 or 4 seconds and you know what song it is. It transports you to a place, a time. I mean, great songs do that, right? They immediately take you somewhere. Hopefully you're sober while you're being taken to that place. Jimmy probably wasn't, but that's another story. So I love the way this song starts. "When I stand up next to a mountain and chop it down with the edge of my hand." Yeah. "I stand up next to a mountain and chop it down with the edge of my hand. While I pick up all the pieces and make an island. Might even raise a little sand." Yeah, because I'm a voodoo child. Lord knows I'm a voodoo child, baby. I just love the image of somebody saying, "I stand next to a mountain and chop it down with the edge of my hand." And that person probably is high. Well, if you're standing next to the mountain, you're high.
You're up there.
You know, to have those thoughts, I tell you. But that what a beginning, what a guitar player, what a song. Jimi Hendrix, really, nobody's like him. And as we gave a shout out yesterday, right, Now my brain is not working. Her name yesterday.
Betty Davis.
Pardon?
Betty Davis.
Oh my gosh. Betty Davis, exactly. She was one of the persons that was really instrumental in kind of getting him out there. So nice connection between yesterday and today. So listen to some Jimi Hendrix, everybody, and, you know, drink some water or whatever you decide to do while you're listening to it. But allow Jimmy to transport you to another place. So that's our pick for today. Voodoo Child, Jimi Hendrix.
All right. And if you wait till after work, you can transport yourself to another place all by your lonesome. That would be great. Hey, let's slide into Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Sears Stores Home Entertainment Department. Need a TV? They've got a new rep. Aaron O'Toole has picked up shifts at Sears now, so you can go check him out for some help. Yeah. Ventura, what's on this weekend?
A whole lot happening this weekend, but before I jump into that, just want to backtrack to this day in history, 1990, February 11th, the great Nelson Mandela was released from prison.
Yes.
You're wondering, and the freedom fighter, right? And we know he went on to become the president, and he was really the leader of the movement to end apartheid in South Africa. So big shout out to Nelson Mandela, keeping with Black History Month. And another shout out to my brother, Paul, who it's his birthday today.
Oh, right on.
Happy birthday, Paul. So I hope we add one more new listener.
New listener.
Right on. Yeah. All right. So diving into this weekend, you know, guys, it's a Super Bowl weekend, man. I have nothing else to tell you more than, even if you're not watching it for the game, watch it for the halftime show. So we have Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige that we'll be performing in the halftime show today. I'm still a little bit upset because I really wanted the Bills to make it to the Super Bowl, but I'll be watching the game anyway. And of course, I'm rooting for the underdog. So
Ventura, can I take it that your guitar gently weeps then at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, still weeping.
Good
still
one, weeping. Paul, good one.
Yeah. All right, so that's it from me, guys. So sit back with the family and friends, or go out and keep your circle small, and let's enjoy the game.
Okay, go Rams. It is Friday time for Friday's joke of the week.
Well, it really isn't a joke per se. Like a friend of mine who used to be a police officer decided, you know, with the stress with the police force, that was it. She was just packing it in. And as luck would have it, a bit like Aaron O'Toole, she lucked into another job. She ended up cleaning for a famous, world famous guitarist and singer. Sadly, however, as life's twists and turns go, he passed away. Which then forced her to go back into the old trade and ended up being a police investigator again. So sadly, she moved from dusting for Prince to dusting for Prince.
Oh, my. Well, all right, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening this week. Happy birthday, Paul. Not you, Paul. Other Paul.
A year older. Half for the year. Wow.
Isn't that your half birthday? And as always, remember, if you like our show, subscribe and tell your friends. And if you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them make up their own minds. We are the wise guys and girl that you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.